Next, let's ask if the Federal Reserve might cut interest rates yet again. Fed officials are meeting this week, and David Wessel, economics editor of the Wall Street Journal, is monitoring them as always. David, welcome back to the program.
Good morning, Steve.
So what might they do?
Well, the expectations are the Federal Reserve, which has already cut interest rates by 3 full percentage points, will cut them another quarter percentage point tomorrow. But the interesting question is whether they will use the statement they issue at the end of the meeting to signal that they're nearing an end in this campaign of rate cuts.
And I guess that would signal whether Ben Bernanke, the Fed chairman, thinks he's done enough and whether the economy is pulling out of its tailspin.
Right. The Fed knows that it takes a while for the full effect of rate cuts to be felt by the economy. They talk about long and variable lags in the jargon of the Fed. And they are seeing that the markets, the credit markets, the markets for mortgages, for high-yield corporate debt, are functioning more smoothly now. Although the worst is not past for the economy, they appear to be inclined to take a pause soon in this rate cutting.
Do you mind if I raise another possibility? Is it possible that Fed governors could get in a room and say, look, we'd really like to cut interest rates some more, but we can't do it. We can't do it because of the danger of inflation, and effectively, we've done all we can do to try to help this economy?
I don't think it's likely, but it's possible. We know that a number of Federal Reserve officials are concerned about the uptick of inflation. As you know, food and energy prices have been going up quite a bit, and some of that seems to be spilling over to the rest of the economy or to people's expectations of inflation, and that's a great concern to the Fed. I'm certain there will be some people at the meeting who will argue for keeping interest rates steady. My bet is that they will not prevail.
David, if you're somebody who has to buy a lot of gas to commute and maybe you don't have a huge income, so a lot of your income goes to food, are you actually suffering serious inflation, not just an uptick inflation at this time?
Yes. We have a bad combination right now. We have a weak labor market, rising unemployment, wages aren't going up very much. At the same time, as you point out, these basic commodities, food and energy, are going up quite a bit. So those people are really being pinched. What the Fed has to worry about, though, is the future. And it may be if the economy slows that some prices will actually come down or stop rising. So they have to look at the overall picture. But nobody doubts that for people living from hand to mouth, higher food and energy prices, both here and abroad, are a quite serious threat to living standards.
One other thing, David Wessel, as you watch the Fed's meeting, granting that they're supposed to be apolitical, how much attention do they pay to the fact that they're making their latest decision in the middle of a presidential campaign?
I think they like to pretend they can ignore it, but the fact is they can't. They can't ignore it for two reasons. One is they are front and center in the controversy over who should have done more to avoid the subprime mess. There's a lot of controversy over the regulations that they write that govern mortgages. But perhaps more significantly, from an economic sense, they have to guess what it is that Congress and the president will do over the next 6 to 9 months to stimulate the economy as they set interest rates, because there's a relationship between what the administration and Congress are doing on spending and taxes and what they have to do on interest rates.
Oh, so they might say, well, it looks like the deficit's going to go up because of the policies of the various candidates, so we have to take that into our calculations.
Right. They have to make a judgment as to how much more is Congress likely to do before the election on the housing front, for instance, as they set interest rate policy for that period of time.
David Wessel of the Wall Street Journal, thanks as always.
You're welcome.